Now we come to our first feature, which once again is taken from David James's Through the Decades supplement. This week, it's a history of Norwich's Octagon Chapel in Colgate. It's read by Chris Gillam.
The music of Elton John and Simon and Garfunkel were performed recently alongside works by Handel and Bach, and much more in a special concert at the Octagon Chapel in Norwich. These events, performed by the Octagon Singers, have raised thousands of pounds for many charities, thanks to the members and organiser, retired music teacher Mary Ray. And they open the doors of this wonderful and important chapel to a wider audience. It was 265 years ago when the new chapel in Colgate was built. It had cost £5,174, 15 shillings and 8 pence, and every penny had been raised by the congregation. The minister, Dr. John Taylor, who laid the foundation stone in 1753, is thought to have come up with the idea of an octagon, and the interior decoration was carried out by the famous Norwich builder Thomas Ivory. It opened 3 years later. Let's take a brief look at the history of this very special place. The first meeting house, built on the site in Colgate in 1686, was deemed unsafe and demolished in 1753. To the simple shape of the octagon, Ivory built an imposing Palladian entrance portico. Simplicity, integrity, and light of truth were to be its keynotes. The domed ceiling conceals a roof supported by enormous timbers in the shape of a wheel. This rests on 8 fluted columns. There were disputes over which religious services could be held in churches and chapels. The 17th century was an uncertain time for nonconformists. In 1689, the Act of Toleration was passed, and it was possible for the new chapel to be licensed. What Unitarians believe. The faith, dating back 350 years and still evolving, imposes no creed or dogma on its followers. God is One gave the Unitarian movement its name. They believe all people have the right to believe what their own life experience tells them is true. Life is a spiritual journey with many twists and turns on the search for the ultimate truth. At first, only unaccompanied singing was permitted, but in 1802 it was decided to have an organ. It was bought from a Mr. H. Dickens for £40 and built by Michael Crotch. Rebuilt by the famous company Norman and Beard in 1899, there was another major overhaul in 2002. If you would like to hear it, then log on to www.octagonmusic.org.uk. Over the years, many of the people who have cared for the Octagon played an important part in Norfolk life, such as members of the Martineau family. Visiting the Octagon in 1757, John Wesley wrote, "I was shown Dr. Taylor's new meeting house, perhaps the most elegant in all Europe." The attractive garden to the left of the chapel was at one time a burial ground. Thomas Drummond, a retired Unitarian minister, was determined to provide a burial ground available to all with the service they chose. In 1821, the Rosary Cemetery was opened. Octagon Concert Series. It is thanks to Mary Ray and others that these concerts, there have been 342 of them, have been so successful over 37 years. In 2009, the lunchtime concerts were added. No musicians are paid, so that all the proceeds can be donated to various charities nominated by the performers. So far, 196 charities, many more than once, have been supported.